This week on Chicago's Best, Brittany and Elliot are popping tops at the best BYOB spots across town. Tune in to Chicago's Best Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
Yep, popping bottles. That's what Violetta's going to do tonight in the
sensory deprivation
tank. Yep, I'm going to pop some bottles in.
Feeling this
well,
might
if you
not
want me
well.
To get relaxed, then.
There are other ways to do this. This is why we're doing this as a show, I think.
Oh, we're trying to be healthy. Okay.
Yes. We'll try.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I'm not sure what we're doing here, quite honestly. Well, I'm not going to lie to you. All right. Mike Monaco, our legal analyst, official legal analyst of the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, unpaid position.
This is a rock and roll show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is a rock and roll
Led
show.
Zeppelin, baby.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about them in just a second. That's an that's a very interesting totally. Case. But I got to ask you this. The president, this is a fascinating thing that happened today in the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
4-4 decision.
Yeah, it's too bad.
It's a 4-4 decision on the president's executive order on immigration. And
right.
and the legal issues surrounding this are not on the merits of the law itself, but on how we got to it, right?
Right, exactly. The question is, as you, under the proposal, adults in the United States that are here illegally could remain here if they meet the certain residency requirements and have children who are American citizens or lawful permanent residents, which is a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot. There are 11 million, supposedly, in the United States unlawfully, and of that 11 million, I bet half would qualify for that.
Yeah, it is.
It's, so that's a big decision.
The president was very passionate in his speech afterwards, talking about how he called it heartbreaking that these are Americans in every other way but on paper, and that they'll continue to live in the shadows, and this is an issue that must be dealt with. I mean, you can't deport 11 million people.
Well, I saw our congressman, Adam Kinzinger, on the, and I mean ours because he's in our pocket, is...
Pocket, be careful how you say that.
Yeah. It's a nice thing to say, Rob.
Yeah, he was on... CNN today talking mm-hmm. about how they were trying to deal with this legislatively, and he articulated that they got close mm-hmm. on this, and then it didn't happen, and the proposals coming from the White House were few and far between, and so when the president went by executive order, I mean, he seemed to indicate that there was some willingness to do something about this. Now, I seem to recall that there's a lot of Republicans who don't who stood very firm, especially border states.
25 states.
Yeah.
25 states sued.
Right. So I don't think it was as close as he indicated, but it still is it does have to be done legislatively, and it can be done legislatively, and that's essentially what the Supreme Court is saying.
Yeah, actually 25 plus Texas. So 26 states totally, more than half of the states were opposed to this. According to the
Right, cuz the state's attorneys general were the ones who banded together to do a basically the suit that's trying to stop it.
Right.
And the other thing that shocks me about this is the speed at which it went through mm-hmm. the lower courts and then the Supreme Court. It was very, very fast.
And a one-sentence opinion, is that right?
Yeah, that one sentence. They say the lower court opinion is affirmed.
And that's it.
By the vote was 4-4. It's like, okay, well, and then this gives the president more reason to be upset that they have not... The Senate has not voted on his selection of Judge Merrick Garland to take Scalia's spot.
Yeah, and I just don't think that's – I don't think it's going to move along as a result.
It's not going to happen
it's
now.
It's not going to happen now. No.
No,
I mean, because the session's over anyway.
No, and the Supreme – and the Republicans control both houses.
Right.
So there's nothing happening.
It's not going to happen. All right. Mm. And the other case that you alluded to there, which is an interesting one today, and by the way, the two – decisions came down today. There was that, and then there was
affirmative action in Texas,
right?
And
so
that
Texas played a big role in both these cases. But here, surprisingly, it's 4-3, which is also because it was not 4-4 because Judge
Sotomayor.
I assume it's because Judge Kagan was on the. Worked for the government at the time involving in this case.
Right, I'm sorry.
Elena Kagan. When she was Solicitor General.
Right.
Yeah, so I assume that's why she was in. But that means somebody on the right went over on the left. And I'm sure, I assume it's the Chief Judge, but I'm not sure.
Roberts,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm assuming it was him.
But they don't tell you. That's not in the deal.
I don't know yet. We'll find out eventually, I'm sure.
All right, now let me ask you this, though, and I think the most important case of the day is that Led Zeppelin is off the hook.
Thank God.
Yeah, they didn't steal Stairway to Heaven from Spirit.
That was the right call.
45 years later. And you know, the interesting thing is this is the estate that's doing this. You know, somebody's estate. It wasn't this fellow. It wasn't the guy who was on Spirit.
Dead or something, right?
Yeah, of course it is. So his heirs think, well, you know, my dad had something to do with this, and he never got paid for it. So we're gonna file this lawsuit. And thank God, after 5 hours, the jury came back in favor of Page and Plant.
Thank God. Because, I mean, you know, of all the people, of all the great American heroes, even though they're British,
of all the great American heroes that we could save,
it's Jimmy Page and Robert Plant.
They stole the first 2 minutes of Stairway to Heaven?
Right.
That's the other thing that's absurd.
That's not right.
Well, here's the Spirit song. Here's... Mm-hmm. Damn close.
Okay, so it does sound like, okay, so what?
That aside, those facts aside, you can't rule against Led Zeppelin.
Exactly like it.
Yeah, I know, sounds exactly.
Wait, which version is this? Just kidding.
I mean, come on.
I know.
How did they lose this case?
I know, it's ridiculous. It does sound a lot like it.
But in the Blurred Lines case, it seemed like the entire song was very similar. They're just arguing those opening bars, is that right?
Yes, just the first 2 minutes. Now, Blurred Lines was a more recent event, according to the plaintiff's counsel in that mm-hmm. case. Here, this case is 45 years later.
Well,
but it was still a commensurate time, though, then. I mean, the Spirit song did predate Stairway to Heaven, but by a short period of time. Yeah,
yeah, by 4 years it predated Stairway to Heaven. Then, because they both denied ever hearing it.
Well, but that's
they
weird
both
because
testified. They said it was a very common theme, very common rift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Part of the evidence they put forth was that they had appeared in festivals at the same time, and that there was some.
I mean, really though, 45 years later, 2 minutes.
I know.
Exactly.
You would think
exactly.
Back then there would have been some complaint.
I think the thing that scares me the most about this
mm-hmm.
case
is, what?
Is how Jimmy Page looks now. That's the thing that
you
scares
got to
me
see
the
that,
most.
And you're like, whoa.
Yeah, I'm like, who's that guy next
Wait
to Robert
a minute.
Plant? That's Jimmy Page. That's, oh my God.
Is that what happens to aging rock stars?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Just, that's what happens with living that hard life.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Exciting life.
Yeah, it was an exciting life.
They don't take care of themselves like you do, Ro, let's be honest.
Exactly right, Michael. Thank you very much.
Please.
Yep. I'm drinking the muscle milk with Kev.
Your body is like a temple.
Sure.
He's a temple.
Mike, did you hear he's going in a sensory deprivation tank today?
Tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Later after the show. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll be helpful.
Mm-hmm. It's the new healthy Ro.
And what's the point of that? Will it take something out of you that shouldn't be in there?
Well, that'd be an interesting outcome, wouldn't it? Like
oh my
an
God.
Exorcism?
Right. Well, let's see, what is in me that shouldn't
you're
be in me right
been
now?
You've deprived a long time.
Yeah.
Does that include liquor?
Yeah.
Salt can draw impurities out of your body.
I guess it could. Yeah.
Good luck, bro.
Thank you, Michael.
You'll be in there alone, I hope, right?
I know. Well, you know how that goes, Mike. I always find a way. All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Mike. He does know you.
So I've been doing my Kegel exercises.